we've seen in recent weeks a number of world leaders line up and play down expectations for Copenhagen, contrary to what we heard at the start of the year when everyone was telling us that Copenhagen is the last chance for the world to agree on a replacement of the Kyoto Protocol. Talks to that end have faltered. In the US, the Senate has not passed climate legislation. And so I think this is just an acceptance that Copenhagen cannot achieve what everyone had hoped it would achieve, and that therefore, rather than letting it fail completely, it's important to change the nature of what's expected and to come up with something that's political and aspirational rather than legal and binding.
So what is the next best thing then? What can we hope for?
Well, I think that remains to be negotiated and seen. According to the Danish Prime Minister, who is the host of the talks and the chairman of the talks, he flew overnight for a breakfast meeting with US President Barack Obama and 19 other Asia-Pacific leaders to present his plan for a sort of scaled-down Copenhagen, if you like. And, you know, he tried to talk it up and be as upbeat as possible about what could still be achieved. And he said it might not be legally binding, but essentially there will be a two-step process. At Copenhagen, leaders, or at least their representatives, will try to thrash out some commitments for reducing emissions, for improving forestry cover, for technological transfer, for financing countries to deal with climate change. But actually, the legally binding details will have to be thrashed out. He said a new date should be set, probably in the middle of next year.
I mean, at this stage, it's not even clear which world leaders will be attending. We had Ed Miliband yesterday saying that this is a vital point, especially for Barack Obama to attend. I mean, how likely is it that all these world leaders are actually going to turn up?
We still don't know. You know, Barack Obama has said, I will go if it looks like my presence will move something along. And I suspect what we'll get is a situation whereby all the world leaders will have their jets fueled and on the tarmac ready to go if it looks like something will emerge that is significant enough for them to come back and say, look, we achieved something. But we're in a situation we didn't expect. The big Copenhagen deal in the terms that everyone had been expecting at the start of the year is definitely not going to happen. So what will be the small Copenhagen deal? Will it be a very practical, realistic acceptance of what can be achieved and nudge things forward in a way that might satisfy public opinion? Or will it just be a lot of hot air and a big fudge that postpones all the difficult decisions to a later point and absolutely frustrates everyone? I think that might be the consideration that decides whether world leaders will go or not.
And so there is still the prospect that the whole process may just break down and we might get nothing.
I think given the huge amount of effort that has gone into it, I mean, for years, this is not just a case of months, it would be calamitous if the whole thing broke down completely. I think it's also fair to say that there is a lot of good things happening as a result of these negotiations taking place at all. World leaders are discussing these at a higher level. Their position on the agenda has changed. A lot of investment is geared towards low-carbon economies now. And I think what's needed is a very strong political signal. That's the best thing now that could come out of Copenhagen. But you could not say for sure that this won't be a failure yet. There's a huge amount of uncertainty. There's enormous amount at stake. You know, these discussions, whether they're finalized in Copenhagen or next year or beyond that, are essentially setting the direction of the whole world for the next 30 or 40 years. So if it just takes another 6 months or a year to make a good, strong agreement, it might well be worth it, according to many observers. And certainly it would be better than setting something in place that's weak and doesn't last for very long.